Books on Tape presents Alone by Lisa Gardner, read by Anna Fields. Chapter 1. He'd put in a 15-hour shift the night the call came in. Too many impatient drivers on 93, leading to too much crash, bang, boom. City was like that this time of year. The trees were bare, night coming on quick, and the holidays looming. It felt raw outside. After the easy camaraderie of summer barbecues, you now walked alone through city streets, hearing nothing but the skeletal rattle of dry leaves skittering across cold pavement. Lots of cops complained about the short gray days of February, but personally, Bobby Dodge had never cared for November. Today did nothing to change his mind. His shift started with a minor fender bender, followed by two more rear-enders from northbound gawkers. 4 hours of paperwork later, he thought he'd gotten through the worst of it. Then, in early afternoon, when traffic should have been a breeze even on the notoriously jam-packed 93, came a five-car pile-up as a speeding taxi driver tried to change four lanes at once, and a stressed-out ad exec in a Hummer forcefully cut him off. The Hummer took the hit like a heavyweight champ. The rusted-out cab went down for the count and took out three other cars with it. Bobby got to call four wreckers, then diagram the accident, and then arrest the ad exec when it became clear the man had mixed in a few martinis with his power lunch. Pinching a man for driving under the influence meant more paperwork, a trip to the South Boston barracks, now in the middle of rush hour traffic when no one respected anyone's right-of-way, not even a trooper's, and another altercation with the rich ad exec when he balked at entering the holding cell. The ad exec had a good 50 pounds on Bobby, like a lot of guys confronted by a smaller...